Sri Aurobindo's Savitri, Book 7, The Book of Yoga, Canto 2, The Parable of the Search for the Soul, pages 481 to 483. An awful insurgence overpowers man's soul. In house and house, the huge uprising grows. Hell's companies are loosed to do their work. Into the earth ways they break out from all doors, invade with bloodlust and the will to slay, and fill with horror and carnage God's fair world. Death and his hunters stalk a victim earth. The terrible angel smites at every door. An awful laughter mocks at the world's pain, and massacre and torture grin at heaven. All is the prey of the destroying force. Creation rocks and tremble top and base. This evil nature, housed in human hearts, a foreign inhabitant, a dangerous guest. The soul that harbors it, it can dislodge, expel the householder, possess the house. An opposite potency contradicting God, a momentary evil's almightiness, has straddled the straight path of nature's acts. It imitates the Godhead it denies, puts on his figure and assumes his face. A Manichaean creator and destroyer, this can abolish man, annul his world. But there is a guardian power. There are hands that save. Calm eyes divine regard the human scene. All the world's possibilities in man are waiting, as the tree waits in its seed. His past lives in him. It drives his future's pace. His present's acts fashion his coming fate. The unborn gods hide in his house of life. The daemons of the unknown overshadow his mind, casting their dreams into live molds of thought, the molds in which his mind builds out its world. His mind creates around him its universe. All that has been renews in him its birth. All that can be is figured in his soul. Issuing in deeds its scores on the roads of the world, obscure to the interpreting reason's guess, lines of the secret purpose of the gods. In strange directions runs the intricate plan. Held back from human foresight is their end, and the far intention of some ordering will, or the order of life's arbitrary chance, finds out its settled poise and fated hour. Our surface, watched in vain by reason's gaze, invaded by the impromptus of the unseen, helpless records the accidents of time, the involuntary turns and leaps of life. Only a little of us foresees its steps. Only a little has will and purposed pace. A vast subliminal is man's measureless part. The dim subconscient is his cavern base. Abolished vainly in the walks of time, Our past lives still in our unconscious selves, and by the weight of its hidden influences is shaped our future's self-discovery. Thus, all is an inevitable chain, and yet a series seems of accidents. The unremembering hours repeat the old acts. Our dead past round our future's ankles clings and drags back the new nature's glorious stride. Or from its buried corpse, old ghosts arise, old thoughts, old longings, dead passions live again, recur in sleep, or move the waking man to words that force the barrier of the lips, to deeds that suddenly start and o'erleap his head of reason and his guardian will.